If you cut off State Street, where that is right there, because that's Second and State, people will flip out because they, you're right.
And then you can't go anywhere. You can't turn around and do nothing. It's too...
No, because they...
It's too small. It's too
you'd have
one-way.
To cut it... You'd have to stop traffic there at the intersection, at the one-way, and people would have to go down the one-way and then go up by the Rue Marché behind Faust and then back up that way.
Yeah, which would mean putting my truck, John's truck, and the blue truck out there in the field and the lights.
It's really sad that it's getting torn down.
Well, you'll look at it and you'll be like, well, there's no auditorium. It'll never be used as an auditorium.
No.
I've been in...
And I remember the seats. The seats, I think, had the wood back. And the seat popped, you know, like the movie theater. And they come down and they had the little metal clip numbers.
Yeah.
Just like the Coronado. I think the Coronado has them. The metal clip numbers. Yeah.
Like gold-bladed.
Yeah. You know, and...
Do you want one?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
One of the numbers?
Yeah.
Because I might have taken the seat would be... taking all that would be a pain. Just take the number off and usually, like, screw it in.
Yeah. Like I said, I have not been at the Midway since probably before I was in high school.
Well, it lit on fire in 80.
Yeah, it was in the 70s then. That was the last time I was in it. And I don't...
Long time.
I don't even remember the last movie I saw there then.
I've never been in the Faust during...
That's beautiful. I went to...
Ballroom at the top. I've never been to the pink balls the church threw, whatever now I was talking about.
We went to a wedding reception when it was Stabala Towers up at the top. Oh, it was gorgeous. I mean, just something out of the movies.
Something mobster immaculate.
Yeah.
The oldest on that side of town that I've been in is the inn. Or with the ing or something.
The skating rink?
Yeah, the skating rink.
You went to the ing?
Mm-hmm.
When?
I've been in the ing. When me and Elena did Salvation Army summer camp.
That's right.
We'd gone skating at the ing.
That's where all us hood rats used to go.
It was a hood ratty place when I went.
Yeah.
And it ain't even open.
No, it's gone. It's a parking lot now.
Where was that at? Was
that? Diagonal from City Hall. In that empty municipal lot there. On...
Is it on State or Chestnut? Or is it one of those sides?
It's the one way. Second going south.
On to Seminary. That's where Salvation Army's at.
Right. And it's State and Second. City Hall's here, and the intersection's here, and it was this empty lot right here.
Oh, okay.
And you had to walk up all them stairs. Yeah.
The ing to roller skate.
That's
That's about the oldest.
And it's gone now.
Yeah.
And then Lawson's art shop was right there. They still got the sign hanging that I bought those easels from. I bought a bunch of art supplies from them.
I haven't really been in any buildings other than the ones we've torn down, which are often just as old as the ones downtown are.
Yeah, the Midway, though, you're going to see a lot of people looking.
Oh, yeah, and the news will probably be there.
Yeah, the news will be there. Yeah, you know they will.
Which means only John can appear on camera.
Why can't you appear on camera? Sure.
We're not employees. John's been on the news for my boss. He showed whichever newscaster how to run the excavator. We can't be interviewed. We can be interviewed as passerbys, but we can't be interviewed. Because the city, they'll turn a blind eye when they're there. But if it's on the news and people see it, who don't need to see it, that looks bad. But the city will turn a blind eye any other time. Because Don pays money into the city. Well, he does. I mean, he did the Jehovah...